You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, before we get to the, would you say Ferris wheel story?
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I'll go first. I got on an airplane on Thursday and flew to Dallas, Texas, and spent on a Thursday and Friday, 3 nights and 3.5 days with a group of guys that I went to high school with. There ended up, most of the time, there were 8 of us, and then for one dinner, there were 9 of us. And holy crap, did I guess I didn't know how badly I needed something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm kind of isolated out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm hundreds of miles away from all of my friends. And it was just really nice to reconnect. And can I just say, the food this weekend was insanely good.
I couldn't get enough of the picture that you sent me of the foot-long mozzarella sticks.
And that was just a joke. I mean, we didn't have that. I took that picture at a table next to us.
Oh, well, you'd impressed me. I showed multiple people that picture this weekend.
Yeah.
They looked awesome. The $45 price tag was pretty awesome as well.
Right. I made sure to send you the menu of it, too, so that you could see the price tag that they attached to the foot-long mozzarella logs.
But still, the size of a baby's arm. My God.
Yeah, they were at a table next to us, and I went over and said, do you mind if I snap a photo of that? I've got somebody I need to send this
to. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you.
But the actual food we ate was just spectacular. Some like high-end Mexican food on Friday night and then a Texas steakhouse on Saturday night.
I'm mad at
and
that, man.
My goodness. Laughter, a lot of sports. We were out at some outdoor sports venues like beer gardens.
Sure.
You know, with a bunch of tables set up, watching baseball playoffs, college football, you name it. And it was just so good for the soul to reconnect. I know you live around all of your friends, and so you're very fortunate in that respect. I'm not within 700 miles, my closest friend.
Wow. Yeah, that makes it difficult for sure.
It's difficult to connect. But
I'm glad you did this.
I am so glad, and I was thinking about it on the plane back, the plane ride back, about you know, just how important it is to connect with people from your past like that every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So it's like getting together with my pub club friends, or in this case, a bunch of high school buddies.
Now, is this going to turn into like a regular thing?
Well,
did you guys,
that's the
were
thing,
you guys
Jared,
like, let's do this again in 6 months?
Okay, that's funny you say that. I did propose that we try to do it once a year, because it was just like a weekend, mm-hmm. right? It's not like yep. you're having to plan a week or anything like that. And I said, really, it would be good to connect for one weekend a year. And
make it happen.
Everyone seemed to be gung-ho about it. I think it's just because we all liked getting away from the regular, you know, Monday through Friday life of ours and just kind of getting out there and laughing. Yeah. God,
absolutely.
So much laughter. Pranks played on each other. I mean, it was just spectacular.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Shout out to my high school buddies.
That's awesome.
Thank you for putting up with me for a couple of days. Tell me about your weekend. What'd you do?
Well, like I mentioned a little bit ago, it was just absolutely beautiful. Everybody that lives here knows it was a rocking weekend. So I got out and did a few runs and little trails, which was awesome. I smoked some ribs for about 5 hours. So I enjoyed
Yum.
That and had some cider and the knickknacks. Spent most of the day yesterday making a bunch of chocolate chip cookies, and we did a little like exchange in the neighborhood where one of our neighbors was making some crock pot soup dish, and we met out in the middle of the road during halftime yesterday of the Broncos game, and we exchanged soup for cookies.
Oh, a little,
did a little
swap
like
in
it looked
street.
Like a drug deal in the street, but it was actually soup for cookies, which was kind of fun. And then we took the kids, my kids, my sister's kids, and then another group of friends of ours that have small kids, down to the Springs this mm-hmm. weekend to visit the iconic North Pole amusement park down there that's been open since 1956, I believe. It's still standing, still going strong.
I remember taking my son Dominic to that in the 80s.
That's exactly what I said when I was down there, because my parents went too, and I was like, oh my God, when were we here? My mom was like, probably mid-80s.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to dig up some of the old pictures from that when I was there and kind of just, you know, post them with my kids, you know, kind of standing in the same spots. But It was fun. I mean, it was, you know, it's cheese. It's slightly dated, but it's clean. The kids had a hell of a time. They got a big, you know, family shot with Santa and everything. And, yeah, we got to go see the highest Ferris wheel in the world that's parked down in the Springs. In terms of altitude, it sits at something like 7,600 feet up there. And it's right next to the reindeer, and you can smell them. So the kids got to ride that and hit all the rides and all that. So it was, you know,
That's fun.
I complained a little bit before we went, as you can imagine, but once it was all said and done, we had a hell of a time.
Isn't that true with a lot of things in life, too, that we bitch about before we do it? And then once we do it, we're like, well, I'm kind of glad I did that.
I'm so trying to be better with that. Just to do things and experience things and enjoy the kids still here while they're young and they still want to be with us. And I poo-poo a little bit behind the scenes, but, you know, I end up going and then I have a great time. So I recommend it. If you're, you know, slightly crotchety at times like me, just push that to the side and go experience life, you guys. It's worth it. It really is. So
that's good. How much does all that cost, by the way?
I'm curious. Oh, it was. I didn't buy the unlimited ride pass. Knick Knack did. The kids did. I think it was like $100 for the three of them to go ride all the rides. We grabbed some lunch while we were down there, which was $30. Tank of gas. So, you know, you're approaching 200 by the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I started in my head counting my airfare and all that other stuff. I started in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did we stay at a spectacular hotel right next to the campus of SMU? And I started adding that up, too, in my head on the flight back.
Expensive weekend?
Yeah. I was like, man, this.
But again, it's like your buddies. It's like you're spending time making memories. You can't put a price on that, can you?
Mm-hmm.
What was your price?
Between
I spent $200. What did you spend?
Between air, hotel, and all of the foods. You got to think, you know, I'm telling you, we went to like steakhouses and stuff like that.
Sure, he lived it up.
And a lot of adult beverages. I mean, a lot of adult beverages. This would be easily $2,500 plus weekend.
Sure.
For just me.
Party of one.
So.